Hello, my name is R.K. Joshi. You are listening to Type Radio. Now we are talking.
TypeRadio.org.
Also, that you have written your name and said,
the great calligrapher Joshi has written this.
That's a good, good one, you. Look, actually, true that, you know, on Indian scene, we have never cared for our names.
So means you don't means, sign means, your work?
No, I sign work, but generally in Indian philosophy, you will not really see too many things, you know, great signs of the time. Because people really don't believe in that in terms of a philosophy itself. Now, if I say this to you now,
yeah,
that the philosophy which I believe in, though of course I sign my works without that, but what is the philosophy? You are not a master of your own creative work. It is your assignment. So this assignment has come from some unknown place, power, and you are supposed to do it. You do it. You do it and then leave this world. So, you do great things, good things, almost as a sense of a responsibility of completing an assignment given to you by some unknown power.
And this is like a general Indian notion?
Actually, it is there in so many pockets in Indian, you know, faraway places, not in the cities. If you talk to go in Bombay to talk to some industrialist, you say, bunk. I don't believe in that. I'm a creator. My name is there and I did this. So, one day I told my ophthalmic doctor about this. He was testing my eyes because I'm almost blind now. Almost blind. So he examined, etc. And then I said, sir, I want to give you a small piece of my work. And he saw it. He said, what is it? I said, it is in the Devanagari. And it means this. He said, Joshi, I don't agree with you. I said, okay, sir. He said, if I open your eyes and I do your entire surgery, it is my hands, my skill, and I'm doing it. So I said, sure, sir. I mean, he you are doing it. So fine, I said. After about 6 months in my next visit to him, he said, Joshi, I think on that day you told me something. And I thought about it, I talked to my wife, and I think we now agree with you. It's the correct thing. So, it's there. And also, not there. Right? So okay, fair enough. We can't say that don't do this or don't sign your works. It's fair enough. But actually, so, at least I have treated this entire work as almost as a passion, mission of my life on educational front, on professional front, and also R&D front, and also on technology front. So it's there, and people can see it, so many students are there, and they go abroad and then they call me over there, sir, I'm so happy that you scolded me on that day, etc., etc. It's all typical, you know, his young generation of the time. Mm. So, a great thing, you know. So, they call from abroad somewhere, you know, once in a blue moon. So, on the academic side, I have introduced now the calligraphy as a syllable.
Yeah.
Syllabus, I should say, right, is a part of their studies. So few art school in India are now really taking it seriously. Few are not still, so I have to go there and talk to them, chum, which karo, because you are Indians and you have to care for Indian culture, Indian scripts, Indian language, and Indian aesthetics. So hopefully the things will still improve, I'm sure. Mm. Improve.
Do you have a favorite dish?
Favorite dish?
Yes.
How nice.
We're changing the subject.
You are asking me all questions which are which are so interesting. See, I have gone through very bad patch of my life, hardships. Mm. Where food was my problem. I couldn't even get my food. So I have now become so nice to food that each and every dish I really enjoy it. Of course I don't eat any meat, but anything I eat, vegetarian, and I enjoy it. So for my wife, there are no problems to cook. My daughters don't, you know, say that I want this and that. So food is a fantastic issue, has been already solved.
Can you cook?
Maybe, pardon?
Can you cook?
Well, I have cooked. Yes. I have cooked, and I used to cook in 20 minutes time. On those days, when I was a bachelor. And yes, I cooked, and still I cook sometimes. I do some interesting pickles, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So some interesting. I try out some experiments. I do all that, and I enjoy that. Sure.
How long have you been married?
I've been married 60. God. 66.
66, so that makes 40 years.
Yes, 44 years.
Wow. 42, yeah? No?
Yes.
Yeah. No, 40. Sorry. 40.
Now you calculate. I lost the track.
You mentioned you had daughters. How many do you have?
I have two daughters.
Two daughters.
And both are quite good in their studies, and they're quite career oriented at the time.
Are they interested in calligraphy?
See, actually, I have not forced my views on anybody.
Mm. But?
and so they, but one is a good poet, but I'm also a poet. I'm a concrete poet. All my visual poetry is in archives throughout the world. Somewhere in America, in your Oxford here, in the International Concrete Poetry. I'm the only guy in India who has done this work on concrete poetry, you know, the visual poetry, sound poems, typographic poems. So, you know, people again say, God, now here's another experiment by R.K. Joshi. So, anyway, but so she writes poems. The senior girl is by education engineer, also designer. So she has good thing on good stint in the computer for a few years.
And do you write poems with your daughter? Do you work together?
No. She her poems are also published. But she writes in English. I don't write in English. But But I write in my own language.
Which language is that?
Marathi. It is in Bombay area. It is spoken in Bombay area. So I write in that, and then nowadays I translate them also in English. And a few of these poems I have read in conferences in Tokyo and.
Could you? Could you? you know the question. Could you?
This afternoon is really a fantastic one because I did not know even this morning that I will be revealing my entire life through your great radio to this entire world, wherever you are reaching. And here we are, good friends, and we are talking.
Stay tuned at www.typeradio.org.